Okay, William, here I am back again. Hey, and I have chapter 4 of Payoff for Mr. Glub. And this chapter is called The Disappearing Backpack. So I'm sorry about last night's story. I guess I ran out of battery in my recorder. And so just at the very end of my chapter, it ended. But it ended at an okay place, because where it ended was Rocky, Grassy, and Bernie all standing around complaining. Look what he did. He got us in trouble again with the mammy, and we're in trouble even more. And Bernie said, yeah, and I got popped in the ribs. And Grassy said, oh, I got pulled by the ear and the nose. And Rocky said, I pulled my hair. I blamed Strongbones and GP, and of course they did, because they're trolls. And trolls blame everybody else and don't take responsibility for their own actions. It's a troll thing to do, but you know what? It's not a very good thing to do if you think about it, but we'll get back to that. So that's where I ended the story, and that's where it would have ended, and then I would have said, goodnight, William, hug your little sister, Lauren, and so on and so on, but instead, I'm going to start there. So they're mumbling, and they're grumbling, and they're like, well, we'll just wait till everything dies down. We'll wait till there's a break in the big party that Mr. Glove is throwing, and we'll just wait. And when the things go down, then we'll sneak down and we'll get the backpack, and then we can see what's in it. Yes, and we'll do that. We'll just wait. We'll just keep scrubbing away. So they started and kept scrubbing away, and periodically the mammy would come down, or an auntie would come down, or a sister would come down and say, you three, there's a tray, pull it off. And they'd have to tug it up to Mr. Glove's apartments, where he was having his big pig party, and they would have the big pig out was going on for a long time, because, you know, people would come and people would go. Mr. Glove would go take a nap, he'd come back. There was always food, there was always music, there was always people laughing, and oh, they were having a great time. And so they just kept getting fed, because trolls like to eat. Once they start eating, they like to eat. So Grassy and Rocky and Bernie were running errands back and forth. And meanwhile, Strongbones and GP were busy scrubbing pots and pans and trying to keep things clean and keep up with the kitchens, which were going full blast because there was so much food they needed to prepare. Well, way up in the party, Mr. Glub was in the middle of his pig out, and he was looking around, and he realized there was something missing. He needed some chocolate syrup, because he'd ordered a whole bunch of ice cream to come up, and there was all this ice cream, but there was no chocolate syrup to... So he looked down the table, and he looked, and he found his nephew. And his nephew was named Gladrab. Now, Gladrab was a teen, and he was a mighty fine-looking troll, if you think about it. Of course, trolls are never good-looking, but he was finally pretty good. And he wasn't like Rocky, Grassy, and Bernie, kind of a ne'er-do-well. He was a very good troll. He studied hard. He learned how to use his cudgel. He learned how to throw a spear. And one of these days, he was going to be a raiding commander, just like all the other big trolls. But meanwhile, he was just a teenager, yet he was at the pig out because he was Mr. Glub's nephew, and he was there with his mother and his father and his friends and his brothers and sisters and cousins. And, well, trolls have big families. And Mr. Glub looked down at him and said, Hey, Gladrab! Gladrab looked up. Mr. Glub! And he ran up to Mr. Glub and said, Mr. Glub, what? And Mr. Glub looked down at him and said, Gladrab, you got to go to the kitchen and get me some chocolate syrup. I need chocolate syrup. And by the way, get some sprinkles too, and some of those nuts, and some of the little candy sugars, and what else can we put on here? Oh, and if they have any butterscotch, send some butterscotch up too. So Gladrab said, I will do that. And he left the pig out, and he went down the corridors, down the maze of steps and corridors, down to the king's kitchen. And there, in the kitchen, he came up to the big mammy, and that was the mammy who was Glub's great aunt. And he said, we need some chocolate syrup for the pig out. And the pig mammy was in her office, sitting in her couch. Actually, she should have been at the pig out, but anyway. And she was at the couch, and she said, well, you go talk to this mammy there. She'll tell you. And she told her the name of the mammy, and he walked down to the name of the mammy. The mammy said, oh, yeah, I know where that is. Go talk to those aunties over there. So Gladrab walked over to the aunties. He talked to the aunties and said, we need some chocolate syrup and some sprinkles and some chocolate bits and maybe some butterscotch. And the auntie said, I know who's in charge of that. Go down and talk to that sister. And she pointed right at Fidget. She said, go talk to that sister. Okay, so he walked over. He walked up to Fidget and he said, hello, sister. We need some chocolate syrup and we need some butterscotch and we need some sprinkles and we need some nuts if you have some, and we need some little candy things. And then he decided he'd get a little inventive. And he said, and if you have any chocolate bits, we could use those. And if you have any peppermint balls, we could use some of those. And what else? Do you have any coconut toppings? Oh my goodness, he was asking for a lot. Fidget said, what's this for? What's this for? Because there was this big, tall, teen troll who was just dressed pretty well. He didn't look like an unruly troll. She wasn't sure if she could bop him with her big spoon, so she was trying to test him out. He said, I'm Mr. Glubb's nephew, Gladrab, and he sent me down for some chocolate syrup. So she said, oh, for the pig out? Oh, he said, you forgot to send the chocolate syrup for the ice cream. Oh, then Fidget was all bothered. She said, oh my goodness, we did. We forgot the chocolate syrup. She looked around to see who she could send into the storeroom to pick up the chocolate syrup and the sprinkles and the chocolate bits and the butterscotch and all the other stuff he wanted. And there were no other teen trolls, just these two humans. Humans? I don't know. Can humans do that? Think humans know how to find chocolate syrup? Gladrab looked at him and said, oh, humans, you've got humans down here. That's interesting. Well, they should be able to do it. Just show them what the can looks like, for crying out loud. They should be able to find that. There must be some intelligence to them. So she walked down, and she looked up to Strongbones. And she said, human, you human. Strongbones looked up from the pot he was washing, and he said, what? She said, I need you to go to the storeroom and get me some, what is it? And Gladrab walked up, and he said, yep, we need chocolate sauce. We need sprinkles. We need peppermint stick sprinkles. We need chocolate bits. We need butterscotch. What else do we need? Oh, we need some coconut bits. Little coconut strips if you can get on top. And anything else that looks good. Oh. Strongbone said, oh. And Fidget looked at him and said, take that other guy. Take that other human. He could probably carry something too. We need a lot because they've got a lot of guests and they're going to run out. The ice cream's going to melt by the time the chocolate syrup gets there. So she pointed out where the storeroom was, and it was down at the other end of a long set of stoves, and they walked down. And she said, go down there, you go in, you'll find it. Now come back fast. And she gave him a little cart to pull it in. So they took the cart, and they walked down. And boy, were they glad to get away from scrubbing pots and pans. Oh, this was great. And meanwhile, GP could look around, and he could see what was there. He could see everything in the kitchens. He could see people running around. He could see all the unruly teens scrubbing pots and pans. He said, I got to remember all this because this is it. I wish I had my camera. If I had my camera, I could be taking pictures of this. I could be running a tablet. I could be videotaping it. He walked down with Strongbones to the storeroom. And they went into the storeroom and started looking for chocolate syrup. Well, I have told you about trolls. They like to take stuff. Trolls do. And I have to say this for trolls. They don't do things in a small way. They always do things in a big way. So when Strongbones and GP finally found the chocolate syrup, they didn't find just a box of chocolate syrup or a couple of cans on a shelf, or something like that. Oh, no, 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 no. They found a stack of chocolate syrup boxes that went from the floor to the ceiling, and the ceiling was 20 feet high, all the way to the top. Oh, my goodness. And then in front of that was another half stack of chocolate boxes, almost halfway to the top. Oh, my goodness. Strongbones walked over, and there was stacks of chocolate, and right on top was full of cans, and it had four big cans of chocolate in it, and it was in a big box, and it was like big. So the two of them heaved the box and put it into the cart. Then they started looking around for other stuff. Oh my goodness, William, if you started to think of all the stuff that was in there. There was bread, there were crackers, there were cookies, there was candy. Oh, there was lots of candy. Oh, trolls like candy, candy, candy. There was bubble gum boxes, but they didn't ask for any bubble gum. But they found the sprinkles, and then they found some silver balls you could use to sprinkle. So they said, oh, we'll use that as sprinkles. Then they found boxes of bags of chocolate bits. Let's take a box of one of these chocolate bits. So they threw the chocolate bits on top. And then they found M&Ms. Oh, M&Ms. I love M&Ms. Trolls love M&Ms. Oh my goodness, if you knew how many M&Ms. Again, huge pallets of M&Ms. So they grabbed a box of M&Ms. Then they found other all sorts of candy. And they said, oh, well, this is great. And they started piling their wagon full of all the candy. And then they found the butterscotch. The butterscotch was in big gallon jugs, and it was sitting in the side of the cavern, and it was like five different pallets full of butterscotch. So they grabbed 2 gallons of butterscotch and threw that on the pot and on the cart, and they took it off. And they took off and went back to Fidget. They had no more room in their cart. It was so full of candy and chocolate and butterscotch and you name it. Strongbone said, "Well, I hope this is for the party. I hope they're going to enjoy it because this would be pretty delicious." So Sleepy said, "Oh, this is amazing." Well, while they were gone, Gladrap, who was just hanging out now, he was waiting for the stuff to come back so he could get back to the pig out, and he had nothing to do. He started talking to Fidget. Oh, and Fidget started talking to him. Fidget shouldn't have been. She should have been cooking. But here was this cute-looking troll teen, and she thought, well, maybe I can talk to him. So she started talking to him. And as they were talking, Gladrab was saying, "Oh, I like your kitchen. I like how you rearranged your kitchen. This looks good." And Fidget said, "Let me show you how it works." And she walked Gladrab through the kitchen. Well, this was very interesting because most of the time, unless you're an unruly teen, and you're scrubbing pots and pans or pulling carts, troll men aren't allowed in the kitchens. The kitchens are the women's whole area. They own the kitchen. As a matter of fact, they own food. As a matter of fact, it comes under, well, I was telling you yesterday about the ethics of power. And this is all part of chapter 18. If you just go back and read the book, you'll read it, you know. It's Masters of the Underground, Troll Society and Economy. In chapter 18, they talk about power. And one of the things that women have is women aren't as big as men. Now, yes, it is true that trolls aren't like humans. They aren't like humans at all, because when trolls eat, they grow. And as they grow older, they grow more. And they don't stop growing. Now, you, little William, you're a 5.5-year-old. In about 15 years, you'll be 20.5, and you'll pretty much stop growing. I mean, you might get bigger, you might get fatter, you might get skinnier, but you pretty much won't get taller. Your bones will be about the same. Everything will be the same. You'll stop growing. But not so trolls. Trolls don't stop. They keep eating. They keep growing. And the older you get, the bigger you get. That's why some of the mammies are so big. It's not because they're like huge and fat, though. Some of them might be. But they're big. They're big because they just keep growing, growing and growing and growing. So the way that women have power over men, if men can say, I'm bigger than you, I can take what I want. That's true of other men. But if they say that to a woman, I'm bigger than you, I can take what I want. Well, they can do that. That's very true. But then, you know what? They don't get fed. No, because the women control the food. And so if the men aren't good to them, the women trolls say, they don't get fed. And if trolls don't get fed, guess what? They get hungry. So he was very good to her because he realized, well, this is a tour of the kitchen. I've never seen the kitchens, and this might be really good in case I need to come down to the kitchens and make my way around. So she started showing off what she had for stoves and ovens and ranges. And while he was walking around, he happened to look behind a wastebasket, and he saw something that didn't look trollish. It looked humanish. He walked over, he bent down, and he picked up GP's backpack. He turned it around and said to Fidget, Fidget, what is this? Sister, what's this? This looks human. Is this human made? What's here? And Fidget looked at that backpack and she said, Oh, that's what, how did that get there? That's what that is. That's the backpack that belongs to that silly human. That human wouldn't even take it off. Didn't want to. I had to, okay, give it here. When that human comes back, I'm going to give it to him and tell him to hang it up on the hook and be careful with it. Well, just at that moment, just when Gladrab was interested in looking inside, up strode Strongbones and GP, pulling their big cart of all the chocolate sauce and butterscotch sauce and candies and all the stuff for the ice cream party. And they pulled it up, and Fidget said, "Oh, you, human!" And she grabbed the backpack out of Gladrab's hands, and she handed it to him and said, "You, human, hang this up with the pig, and don't you lose it again." GP couldn't believe it. Oh my goodness, he couldn't believe it. It was his backpack. Where did that come from? And then Fidget looked at Gladrab and she said, how does he want this? And Gladrab started talking about how Mr. Glub wanted the chocolate sauces. He wanted them in pitchers and he wanted them all set up in bowls and they all had to be set to go. So when he pulled them up, you could lay them on the tables and blah. He went on and on and on. Fidget just looked at GP and said, hang that up. And she went off to organize all the syrup because the syrup had to be poured out of the cans, had to be poured in the jug, etc. So GP went over to the peg to hang up his backpack. And he, again, he took off his jacket, he took off Strongbow's jacket, and he hung his backpack onto the peg. But guess what he did? He also reached inside and he pulled out a little video audio hyper recorder camera that he had. And it was a cute little camera because it was kind of small, and he could kind of like hide it, and he could take pictures of the kitchen, and he could take pictures of where he was, and it was really cool, and this is what he was going to do. So he pulled it out, put it in his pocket, put his backpack up, and walked away and sat down to start scrubbing more pots and pans. Well, every so often he'd take the little video audio recorder out, and at one point he pulled it out and he started shooting the kitchens. And he put it back in his pocket and was scrubbing again. Then started shooting the kitchens and then scrubbing again. And then he thought, oh, maybe I can stick it here on this shelf and just turn it on and let it run. And it can take everything going on without me having to turn it on and off. So he did that. And he put it on a shelf. And he set it to record. He set it to audio and video, wide video. And he had the whole kitchens. And he just let it record as he sat there scrubbing away, scrubbing away, scrubbing away. Well, it didn't take too long before Fidget had finished all those. He'd opened up all those cans of chocolate syrup, and she poured them into big pitchers, big, huge pewter pitchers. Don't ask me where they got the pewter pitchers. There they were. Then she poured the butterscotch into big stainless steel pitchers. Don't ask me where they got the stainless steel pitchers. You poured that out. Then she had big, huge plates that were beautiful plates. They were all ceramic. They looked like they'd come from someplace across the seas, like maybe Japan or China. And she poured in the M&Ms, even though Mr. Glove hadn't asked for those, and the chocolate bits, and all the sprinkles, and the silver balls to go on top. And then they found some peppermint, little peppermint tiny balls. She put those in another bowl, and pretty soon she had it all decked out and all piled together neatly in the cart. And she looked around for a troll, unruly troll teen, to pull it up to Mr. Glove. She couldn't see an unruly troll teen. She couldn't find it. So she looked at Strongbones and GP. She looked at Gladrap. She said, well, Gladrap, you're going back to the pickout, aren't you? Yes, I am. Well, why don't you have these two humans go with you, and they can pull the chocolate syrup and the butterscotch syrup, and then they can come back. And he said, oh, humans to the pickout? Well, you just watch them. They're not going anywhere. Besides, you have your big stick, your whacking stick, and they'll pay attention to you. You're big. Well, he was big. And he said, okay, all right, okay, I'll do that. So he strode up to Strongbones and GP, and he said, you two humans, drag this wagon up. We're going to the pickout. And he turned around. Oh, there was their chance to see Mr. Club. Oh, they couldn't believe it. So GP grabbed his audio video recorder, and he put it in his shirt. And he kind of put it in his shirt and tucked it there and buttoned it up around, and it kind of hung there. And he had a little loop, a little neck loop to it, so he put it around his neck. And if he was careful, he could just take audio video of the cart as he walked by it. This would be too cool. And so they both got on the cart, and one was GP, Strongbones was pushing, and GP was pulling, and they started moving forward. Oh, it was heavy. Oh my God, all that chocolate syrup, all that butterscotch syrup, all that candy. Oh, but they pulled it. They pulled it around the corridors and up winding corridors and through a maze of corridors and rooms. And finally they got to these big, huge double doors. Oh, big double doors. And two troll guards were standing there with their spears. Who goes? And Gladrap said, I'm Gladrap. I'm the nephew of Mr. Glub. I've got the butterscotch sauce and chocolate sauce and everything else for the ice cream party. Open up. Well, they could see it was him, but they needed to know what is the appropriate password. They said, what's the password? Well, Gladrap said, oh, okay. The password is piggy, piggy, piggy. And the guard said, you're right. That's it. You can go in. So they opened the door, and in walked Gladrap and GP and Strongbones into this enormous hall, and it had tables all over the place. And it has luminescent mushrooms all the way down the side. And for added light, there were these long, long pillars of candles that were smoking and giving out light. And then there were torches along the wall giving out more light. And it was warm. It was really warm. And it was noisy. Oh, it was noisy because Trolls have no manners. Have I ever told you that? And they talk and they eat and they, talk and they shove food in their mouth all the time, just like you do sometimes, William. Oh, it looks kind of gross, but they like it that way. And they were talking, and so Glandrap strode right down to the front where Mr. Glub was. And he walked up to Mr. Glub and he bowed. And he said, "Mr. Glub, oh, my king of the trolls, I have brought you your condiments." And there he turned back, and there was GP, and there was Strong Bones, and there was this big cart full of chocolate syrup. And oh, Mr. Glub's heart leapt. Yes, yes, yum. And he looked at the sisters that were working the table, and he said, "Oh, spread this out. It's time for the ice cream party." And so the sisters ascended on the cart and started pulling things off, pushing Strong Bones aside, pushing GP aside. GP, meanwhile, was trying to video audio record everything he could. He could see a video audio record. He was doing that. He was it. He was doing it. And they were up there watching this whole chaos of the ice cream party. And then Strong Bones thought, maybe I should go talk to Mr. Glub right now and tell him we're here because of our complaint. And so he stood up and he started walking right to Mr. Glub. Mr. Glub was throwing people where to put the chocolate sauce or the butterscotch sauce, and he was standing up, almost standing on the table, telling him what to do. And Strong Bones was marching straight towards him, and he didn't get there. And he didn't get there because two troll guards suddenly stood in front of him. "Halt! Where are you going, Hooman?" And then Glandrap walked up and said, "Hooman, where are you going? You're not part of this. You're going back to the kitchens." And he said, "Turn around." And the two troll guards bumped their spears down and pointed them at him and said, "Go." Strong Bones realized he might not get through this argument, so he walked back. Meanwhile, GP was recording all this. He was recording it, and he was recording the whole mad party going on. He was like, "Whoa, this is like a circus and a carnival and a big mad Thanksgiving dinner all at once," because everyone was talking and eating, and some people were playing music, and troll music is very weird. I'll talk about that later. And then they were playing and dancing, and they were having a good time. This was all Mr. Glub's family and friends. They really liked to have a good time. And Mr. Glub knew that if they had a good time, they'd have his back. And if they had his back, well, as I said, power is everything for the trolls. So Glandrap said, "Okay, you guys have to turn back around, and I guess I have to go with you." "Well, I don't. Maybe I'll send these two soldiers so they can get back to the kitchens and I can stay here and have a good time." And then Mr. Glub looked at Glandrap and he said, "Glandrap, I see you got two humans there. Take them back to the kitchens." Oh dear, Glandrap had to go back to the kitchens with him. So he said, "Come on, you two, go, go." Well, I'll tell you, while Strong Bones and GP were up at the pickout and they were trying to deliver the chocolate sauce, guess who noticed them leave? Oh yes, indeedy. And guess who had noticed Glandrap find the backpack? Oh yes, indeedy. And who noticed that he had hung it up back on the peg where he had it before? Oh yes, indeedy. Oh yes, indeedy. So Rocky said, "Okay, I've got an idea. And Grassy said, no, we're not going to go back down there. I'm not doing that again. I got into so much trouble. We're just in luck that their sister made them clean that pot. Ah, that pot was terrible. I'm not going there." And Bernie said, Rocky said, no, I've got a plan. I know what I'm going to do. Watch this." And he walked over to his assigned little pig, and he put his jacket on. Well, the Pockwatchee was watching him, and the Pockwatchee knew that was his jacket, so the Pockwatchee didn't go tweet. He took his jacket, and he walked down to the end where Strong Bones and GP had been working. And he just walked right into the kitchen. He walked right up to the posters to hang his jacket up, and he hung his jacket up. And guess where he hung his jacket? He hung it on top of Strong Bones' jacket. Then he turned around and he looked for an apron. He found an apron across one of the counters, and he put the apron on and he walked up to the sister and said, "Okay, I'm ready to work." Well, Fidget looked at him and she knew he was one of the most unruly, one of the most wild, one of the least welcome trolls in the whole place. She said, "You're not supposed to be here. You're not part of this kitchen. You're in the kitchen down the end. How come you're not down there?" And Rocky said, Well, you didn't have anybody here helping you." She said, "I've got two humans helping me, and they're doing a better job than you. You get that apron off, you put your jacket back on, and get back to work." Rocky said, oh, gee, you come here, you. And she grabbed him by the ear, and she took her spoon, and she banged him on the ribs, and said, you get over there and take your jacket. And she threw him towards the line of jackets. He took off his apron. He looked like, ooh. He walked up. He got his jacket. And by accident, he knocked down Strong Bones and GP's jackets, too. And the backpack. Oh, and the backpack. He said, oh, I'm sorry. And he reached down. He picked up Strong Bones' jacket, reached up GP's packet, picked up his jacket and wrapped it around the backpack. He walked off. Bakwachi. Well, he was supposed to be there. He was heading to, okay. The Bakwachi didn't tweet. Nobody noticed the backpack. Nobody noticed the backpack until Strong Bones and GP got back. And you know who noticed it was gone. Yes, you do. So they came back. He came back with Gladrap. He was walking along. He was kind of miffed. The ice cream was going to be gone by the time I got back there. There's not going to be any chocolate syrup. He wasn't happy at all. These two humans, they're trouble. They just make trouble all everywhere they go. I agree with Fritchett. Oh, they do it. So they walked into the kitchens. And Strong Bones and GP, you know, GP, of course, was very, very worried about his backpack. And he hadn't wanted to leave it, but, I mean, what could he say? He pulled the empty cart back in, and Fidget said, good, now I got some more pots for you to wash. GP looked over to where his jackets were, and he noticed something odd, because he noticed when they left, Strong Bones' jacket had been over everything, but now his jacket was on the outside. And he said, oh, excuse me one second, I think I forgot something in my jacket. And he walked over to his jacket, and he reached under, and he pulled aside Strong Bones, and there was no backpack. There was no backpack. Where's the backpack? He looked at Strong Bones. What happened to the backpack? Strong Bones was dumbfounded. Oh no, we've lost it again. Well, at that point, GP was really upset. GP was really upset. And he started looking around everywhere. And as he was looking around everywhere, his audio video recorder popped out of his shirt. Just popped out because he didn't have an apron on holding it. He didn't have anything in, and he wasn't paying attention, and it popped out. And guess who saw it? Gladrap. And Gladrap said, hey, what's that thing? And then GP said, oh, nothing. He took his little audio video recorder and he tried to put it back in his shirt. Gladrap said, oh, hey, come here. Where are you going? Uh-oh. You know when a troll says, where are you going? It's something you ought to pay attention to. And GP said, no, it's okay. The Strong Bones walked up to Gladrap and said, nothing. It's just a present his father gave him. It's a little medallion, something to wear. Well, Gladrap's a troll. He might be a kind of a nice troll, but he's a troll. And as I told you, trolls like things. And when they want things, they want things. The Gladrap walked over to GP and said, show me, what is it? GP said, it's just a medal. I want to see it. Show it to me. And GP started to not want to show it to him. And Gladrap was not going to have any of it. He reached into GP's shirt and pulled it out. Yanked it out. He looked at it. He said, huh, what's this? And GP said, it's just a medal. It's just something my father gave me to wear. Whew. That was Strong Bones' story. Hoped he worked. Gladrap said, what is this? And he gave it a yank. Oh, ouch! Yeah, and he broke the strap. He yanked it so hard. And he pulled it right off of GP's neck. And he held it and he said, oh, this looks interesting. How does it work? And GP said, it's just a medal. What do you mean work? But there was a little light on. And he could see there was something going on because there was a little light. And there was a little thing going across the screen showing his voice. And when he turned it around, well, he could see. He could see the whole kitchen. What's this? And he held it up. And he looked at it. There was a kitchen in the back. And he turned it around. He said, what is this? And Strong Bones said, oh, it's just a little medal. It's just something to remind people of where they are. And GP said, yeah, it's just to remind me. Gladrap said, oh, I like that. Well, good, thank you. I'll take it. And he put it in his pocket. Ah! What? They lost the backpack, now they lost the audio video recorder. And he said, okay, I'm back to the party. Gotta get my ice cream. And he took off. He was gone. Where'd he go? What happened? Well, now, Strongbones and GP are back into the predicament. They'd made it to see Mr. Glove, but they couldn't get to see him. They'd discovered the backpack again, but then they'd lost it again. And they think they knew who took it, but they couldn't leave their part of the kitchen because every one of those sisters had a little cudgel, and every one of the aunties had a bigger cudgel, and the mammies had the biggest cudgels, and they would use them. What are they going to do? They didn't know what to do next. And you know what? You'll find out in the next chapter. But that's going to end it for tonight, sweet William. And I hope you have a wonderful sleep. I hope you hug your little sister, Lauren. I hope you hug your mom and your daughter and give them big hugs because they're so special people. And I hope you sleep tight. Have a good day at school tomorrow. And I'll tell you the next part of the story as soon as I can think it up. All right. Love you, William.